Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, we're looking at partly cloudy conditions. It's going to be a little breezy as well. High around 56. Kenosha right now, 39 degrees. It's 37 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, 41. 38 in Racine. It appears at the moment that bus service on the newly rebranded Ride Racine system is going to be ending in Sturtevant, given the political climate of late, while continuing as is in Mount Pleasant and Caledonia and across the city of Racine, part of the budget review process at City Hall last night for 2018 and beyond. Committee of the Whole discussion had City Administrator Jim Palahniuk explaining that the bus system's 10-year plan includes little, if any, expansion right now, though that could change, he pointed out, given the current events, including Foxconn.
We're all aware of, you know, Foxconn coming, for instance. Mm-hmm. But imagining at this point in time exactly what form that may take in terms of what routes might be added, how does it get funded, what are the kinds of facilities you need, what are the kinds of additional buses, it's very hard. So rather than speculating on something that would be sort of way out there right now, we'd rather have some of these discussions later into this year, in the next year.
Former bus driver and Alderman Rady Hahn again stating that a past mayoral decision to amend the service and the interval for the buses, that's really been a detriment to the system.
During peak hours, we had 15-minute service. During regular service, we had half-hour service. And that was all taken away. And along with that went the money. And right now, we're getting less and less funds from the feds and the state on that operations. We have students graduating from college that don't want to buy cars. But we don't make it convenient enough for them to take the bus because if you miss it, you're an hour.
Alderman John Tate II would like the council more involved in decision-making for the bus operation on things like the type of new buses that are going to be sought with grant money over the next few years.
I don't want to buy more diesel buses. And I want to see what my other council members have to say about that, too, because that's not the only factor in the process of the cost of the bus. It's also the environment and what we're trying to do. So I would encourage all of our city staff, particularly department heads, to be more proactive in addressing the council in terms of what our vision is for the city as it relates to our budget, not just strictly what's the most cost-efficient thing, because that might not be what's most important as far as our priorities.
Alderman Jason Meekma wondering about including more environmentally friendly buses or even other vehicles in the city fleet, even green facilities planning.
There are so many examples of places we can start looking into and addressing systems that are going to make us more modern, more progressive, more eco-friendly, and ultimately more budget conscious, because we're going to be saving money in areas where we're currently investing more than we probably need to. Alderman DeHaan had said that we're going to be getting young generations here that are looking for things. They don't want to buy cars, but they're also looking for these modern additions in their community.
There's more budget review up tonight at 6 o'clock. Again, all the meetings open to the public. They are carried live on Cable Channel 25. And next Monday night at 6 p.m., it's the budget public hearing, followed by more committee discussion. The Community Development Authority in Sturtevant is meeting at 5 o'clock today. Among the items on that agenda, discussion and consideration of the marketing of the now village-owned Cobble Court properties, a couple of village-owned parcels in Renaissance Business Park, and two other owned parcels by the village in TID District No. 4. Speaking of budgets, the Racine County Board, 6:30 tonight at the Isgrove Office Building. It is going to be the public hearing on the proposed budget for next year. It's the regular meeting of the County Board. They usually hold them on Tuesdays, but because it's the budget hearing, they move it over to Thursday in this particular time of the year. Raising the compensation of supervisors just a few $1,000s for the first time in many, many years might get a couple of citizen comments. This is also the first budget that does not include the Ridgewood Care Center, which was sold to an Illinois company. County Board will be voting on the budget next month. Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 21-year-old Jaquan Davis with attempted intentional homicide and reckless endangerment of safety, reference to a shots fired incident back in early March in the 1900 block of Cleveland Avenue. Police reports indicate the shots were fired from a vehicle and came after a confrontation. Another suspect, 25-year-old Marshawn Harrington, remains at large, the subject of an arrest warrant, same charges, and even a few more. Davis is going to be back in court December 8th, having pleaded not guilty, but he remains in jail. In Kenosha Circuit Court, 71-year-old Robert Schultz charged with stalking a woman who called off their relationship last month. Criminal complaint says Schultz repeatedly showed up at the restaurant where the woman works, showed up in the waiting room for her doctor, and stared at her. And on October 14th, he allegedly detonated a quarter stick of dynamite on her property. Woman got a restraining order, but the charging document says Schultz continued to stalk her. The Salem Lakes man remains jailed pending his next court appearance. Requested rezoning of an historic industrial building on Racine's near south side at 1701 Packard Avenue moved right along without discussion by the City Plan Commission. It's one part of the process for creating a residential complex there, including townhouses and apartments. Andy Wilson, representing J. Jefferson Company at the public hearing, said this is going to come in phases, starting out with part of the building next door. And renovation will be done in phases, but the two sites are going to be purchased with one effort, and that Foxconn's future presence in the area could even play a role in the project's progression. State historic tax credits, though, will play a key role, according to Wilson.
The WEDA approval and winning the competitive credits is a linchpin for this project to move forward, as well as local support, including CDBG and home funds. We're currently working with Baker Tilly as a development consultant to fill out the common application for those funds to make sure that they can be an important part of this project.
Common Council approval of the rezoning November 7th will move the issue to a public hearing ahead of the final adoption. Site, by the way, is where the Gold Medal Camp Furniture Company started out back in 1890. The Gold Medal Chair Company left Racine back in 06, is now headquartered in Sparta, Tennessee. Local unemployment rates tumbling from August to September. State Department of Workforce Development says Racine went down 1.3% to 4.9%. A 9/10 decline in Mount Pleasant, 5/10 in Caledonia, 6/10 in Kenosha, 2/10 in Oak Creek. At the county level, the unemployment rate falling, 9/10 in Racine to 3.8%, 6/10 in Kenosha County to 3.7%. Further review indicates the September jobless rate in Racine down 1.1% from a year ago, same figure that Kenosha had. A 1.3% drop in Mount Pleasant, 6/10 in Caledonia, 4/10 in Oak Creek. As for Racine County, the jobless figure last month declining 1% from 1 year ago and an 8/10 drop in Kenosha County. At this point in the development process regarding the Foxconn project, the Village of Mount Pleasant cannot be offering to purchase any property within the huge target area, but property owners who want to sell to the village, that's okay. At the board meeting this week, Attorney Alan Markovitz explained that the memorandum of understanding that has been signed and the creation of a tax incremental district has been recommended. You got state law, though, prohibiting the village from making offers to purchase property within the area identified for the Foxconn project.
And the exception to the rule announced by the state many years ago is if someone offers property to the village. So I heard someone say today they have a broker and they would like to market their property. That broker is absolutely free to get in touch with me or with anybody else on the team. And if they want to make an offer, we are legally permitted to consider that offer.
He says offers to purchase by the village, those have to wait until the state approves that relocation plan. At Monday's meeting, of course, the village approved contracts with 7 businesses, one involved in relocation services. Markovitz believes it'll be maybe 45, 60 days at the earliest before that relocation plan can be approved. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.